It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine, please? Could you be mine? Thank you. It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I'm glad to see you. I have a surprise for you. Uh-huh. Not that thing I had up at my face. No, that's a second surprise. But it's a surprise with 4 feet. Hmm? Can you guess who it might be? You have 2 feet. I have 2 feet. Jenny has 4 feet, and Jenny is on the porch. Let's go see her, right? This is the end of Jenny's rope. And down here is Jenny. Hi, Jenny. Jenny's a Sicilian donkey. You're a fine girl. You know, she's 6 months old. I bet you know a baby that's 6 months old, do you? Have you ever seen one? Would you like something to eat? Would you? She like it all. Maybe she's saying yes, do you think? Well, let's see. Come on, let's see, Jenny. Jenny's not used to this harness. Look. You like the apple? Doesn't care too much for the apple. She is so soft. Here, Jenny. Can have the whole thing if you like. Fine girl. Jenny belongs to a farmer down the way. Would you like more of it? No. You know what else she likes to eat beside apples? She likes oats and hay. Yeah, you're a small donkey, aren't you? She's not going to grow very much bigger. Mm-mm. Here's some more apple. She likes it. Yeah. You know, in some countries, people just love to put all kinds of decorations on their donkeys. You have flowers and little breastplates, and just parade them down the street. Very soft fur. A lot softer than many people's hair. Yeah, you have softer fur than I have hair. Yes, Jenny, you do.
Oh, good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day, Farmer Vincent down the street would like to know if he could have his donkey back because there's a lot of fields to plow today. They're hard workers. You've let them work, Mr. Rogers. Did you know that?
Oh, I'm sure of
it. So if you would just sign my delivery book right here, Mr. Rogers,
yes,
I'll take her on back down there. I'll hold the rope.
Jenny, I have to sign for us. I'll put Mr. Rogers.
Oh, she wants to help you there, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. And you put your name, okay? Jenny. Good.
There we go. Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Come along now, Jenny.
Shall I take an apple? All righty. Come on, Jenny. We'll feed you on the way down to Farmer Vincent's.
Goodbye, Jenny. Come by another day, will you?
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Let's go inside. Bye-bye, Mr. McFeely. Thank you. Did you ever see a donkey at a farm or a zoo? This is the other surprise. Well, first I'll show you. You know, we're over here, and Jenny will probably be going with Mr. McFeely down this street and then over along here because the farm is way out that way. Way out that way.
This is something else. Pin the tail on the donkey. Did you ever play that? Well, that's what we're going to play now. I need some tacks. Here they are. Do you ever play that when you're at a party? Pin the tail on the donkey? Jenny was so soft. This is just a picture of a donkey, and of course it doesn't have a tail because we're supposed to pin it on. Jenny had a tail, though, because donkeys' tails don't come off. Yes, sir, just like our arms don't come off and our legs don't come off, nothing comes off. Our arms don't come off, our legs don't come off, our ears don't come off, our noses don't come off. We're exactly the way we're supposed to be. Right. Okay, here's some tails here. I think I'll choose number one. Number one tail. Put the little pin in there. Maybe you could help me. When you're at a party, you usually put this handkerchief over your eyes, and then somebody turns you around in a circle so that you don't know where the thing is. Now I'll turn around in a circle. Now, is this the way I should go? Should I go over this way or over this way? Over this way. Okay. Oh, I'm not allowed to use the other hand, I don't think. Too far? Now don't tell me, because it's not fair. That's not where the donkey's tail should go. I've got it right above the saddle. Somebody at the back door. Let's see who. Come in, come in. Hi, Betty Everlyn.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
You like yellow or blue?
Yellow.
For tail on the donkey.
Oh.
It's number two.
I'm not very good at that.
I'm not very good either. Will you kindly look and see? Right there is where I put it.
That's oh, it's not close.
It's not very close. That's where it's supposed to be.
I never have got it there.
Well, let's try. Just stand there and then I'll make you go around a circle. Okay. Okay, stop. Now almost straight ahead and you should have it. Very close. Come here. See?
Very close.
I think it's great. Well, it's closer than mine.
A little bit.
See? All it needs to go is over there or down.
Is this in honor of Don Quixote?
Yeah. I was thinking about him. You know, he just arrived in the neighborhood. Have you met him?
I met him, yes.
What's he like?
He seems like a real hipster.
Oh, really?
He's always saying haw-hee and everything.
Hee-haw.
He's looking for a place to live.
Oh.
So I wanted to know whether you would let me borrow a scissors and some paper.
Sure. Just a minute, I'll get them. They're in here. I'll be right back. The scissors are inside, if you'll just hold it tight.
Thank you very much.
Right over in the right place, there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I wonder how it got there.
I don't know.
I had this in my hand. Would you mind? I'll turn my back. Maybe it would get back to where it was. Good for you. Give the donkey my regards, will you please?
I will. I sure will.
Paper and scissors.
Thank you for the paper and scissors.
Thanks for playing.
I'm dizzy.
Come back. We'll go the other way around. That's it.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye, Betty Aberlin. She gets to be Lady Aberlin in make-believe. Let's look and see. There's the clock. Ticking away. And there's the fountain. And the museum go-round. Looks like a beautiful day in that neighborhood, doesn't it? X's tree, Henrietta's house. The factory and the trolley. Trolley, we're ready for you. Hello, trolley. How are you? Good. We'd like to go to the neighborhood of make-believe and see if that new donkey's still there. Would you take us? Please, in we go.
This place is out of sight. It's really groovy. I think I like it here. I mean, you come to a lot of neighborhoods, you're not quite sure. Wonder what this is over here. Maybe it's the real estate office. Let's check and see. What's this? That's great. Did you ever see anything like that? Ahi?
Good day, sir.
Oh, hello. Is this the real estate office? Ahi?
This, my dear sir, is a museum.
Well, what have you got in your museum there, lady?
In my museum, the world is stored.
The world?
In there, you never need be bored.
Yeehaw, do you have a windmill in there?
One moment, sir, I'll look behind.
Hey, this is a groovy museum. Ever been to a museum? She says she's got the world in there.
You are, my dear sir, a windmill.
Oh, a windmill, yeah. It's solid, but I sure can't live in it.
You had thought of living in the windmill?
Yeah, sure.
You'll have to go elsewhere for living accommodations. A good day, Sir Donkey.
Yeah, good day there, lady. You're a mighty little windmill. I'd like to make you big. What do you think I could do with you? Come on, windmill. Grow. Grow big. Grow big. I'm gonna make this bell go, and you grow big. Magically. Up, 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 windmill. Come on, grow up. Grow up. Oh. You just can't make things grow by magic.
Hello, Don Quixote.
Oh, hello there, lady. What's your name?
Lady Aberlin.
Where do you live?
Oh, well, I live at the castle with Great Uncle Friday when I visit here.
Hey, nifty.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I've got to get down to the nitty-gritty here.
What?
Well, I'm trying to think of some place to live. I wanted to live in a windmill and brought this little one from the museum, the lady did.
Yeah?
Couldn't make it grow.
Well, you can't make things grow by magic. It takes a long time to make things grow.
Yeah.
Do you want to get bigger?
Oh, sure. Everybody does, doesn't
he? You'd have to get smaller to live in this one.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Hmm.
What's that thing you've got in your hand there?
Oh, it's anything you want. You think you could live in this?
Don't think so. I could try.
Well, it might get kind of cold. Here, let me put it on you.
Yeah, lots of air holes in there.
It'd be nice in the summer, though.
Yeah, it looks more like a muzzle to me, lady.
Well, why don't you use it as a hat?
Hey, that'd be groovy.
Okay, wait. I'll put your other ear through.
Who made it for you?
I made it.
You did?
Yeah.
How in the world did you learn how to make such a thing as this?
Oh, my mother showed me how.
Hey, she must have been a special lady.
Oh, she is, yes.
Great.
You want one?
Well, sure. Why don't you make me one?
I will.
Good.
All you need is a paper. Piece of paper.
Paper?
And a scissors.
Is that all?
Yeah. And then you fold it in half. Like this?
Yeah.
And in half again.
You have to know how to fold it, don't you?
Well, I've had a little bit of practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you make sure that you only cut on the folded sides.
I see.
Not the open side.
No.
Not this side or this side. Just right here. Where both sides are folded. Then you cut. Almost to the end. Not quite.
That reminds me the way I used to bite.
Did you?
Yep, I used to bite people.
Do you bite people now?
No.
Oh!
No, I don't.
You can ring bells, though.
That's right. All I use my mouth for now is talking and chewing my food.
Ha. Huh. Well, who taught you how not to bite?
My father.
Yes?
Right?
Oh, well.
Great donkey, my father.
Oh, well, I love my family, too.
You say your mother taught you how to make that, did
yeah.
she?
I'd like to be just like my mom.
You would?
I would. She's pretty and she's nice.
Bet she is.
She really is. She knows just how to make the beds and cook things out of rice.
I like rice pudding myself.
Tea with raisins.
Yeah.
And cinnamon?
Not cinnamon.
Just raisins.
Right.
And Daddy likes the things she does, the way she looks, and gee. I'd like to be just like my mom and have someone like me. There, I never could have done this by biting.
No, you couldn't.
No.
Couldn't have done it by magic either, I guess.
No, I couldn't have. But look, then you just open it up like this, where you folded it before. Can you see?
Yeah.
And then you have it opened partly. And then you open it up again. And soon we'll have whatever it is we have when we make one. What would you call it?
Something special.
Yeah.
This is what you call something special.
Something special. Are you going to stay here?
I'm not so sure.
Well, I think you're something special. I think you ought to stay here. Let's see, if you just hold this down right here.
Yeah, I'd be glad to try.
Then I'll just reach around you, and we'll pinch open the top. Wait, just these two. And here we go.
Hey, it's great.
And then you can do anything you want with it, sort of.
You wear that one, I'll wear this one.
Okay.
Say, tell me, this place...
Oops, there's the bell.
Goodbye, bell. Have a good trip.
Mrs. Frog will find it.
I'm sure she will.
Did you meet her?
She may want it up here, though.
Well, can you get...
There it is.
Hey, that's a good thing to use your teeth for. You picked that up, didn't you?
You bet I did. Tell me, who lives over in that tree with a little house in it?
Oh, a lovely little pussycat. You want to meet her?
Yeah, sure, I'd love to.
Oh, good. I'll meet you over there.
Fine.
Okay.
Good, thanks.
Good. Let's try Henrietta. Henrietta Pussycat?
Meow.
Hi.
Meow, Lady Evelyn Meow.
How do you do?
Meow even slept Meow Meow sweater.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Looks beautiful on you.
Meow love it.
Oh.
Meow Meow big sleeves and meow all.
Oh, yes. It really looks nice. Henrietta.
Meow.
I want you to meet someone.
Meow who?
Well, he's a new friend in the neighborhood. Soon as I find him,
meow.
I'll introduce you. I think he might have come in this way.
Meow X the owl?
No.
Meow, 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 meow.
Donkey. Oh!
Is this where you mean? Down in here?
He has
meow,
a hat.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 donkey.
Henrietta,
meow.
This is Donkey Hody.
Meow, meow, bite.
Well, I used to bite, but I don't anymore. I just use my mouth for chewing and talking.
Meow, 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 sure, meow that. Meow, 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 meow.
Why don't you try me out, Miss Pussycat?
Meow, Pussycat, meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, try.
Well, you just get closer and closer to me, and you can see whether you trust me or not.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 frightened, meow, meow.
No, Henrietta, you can trust him.
And meow, 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 meow?
Yes.
Meow, 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 meow.
Be just
brave.
Try one more time. One more time.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, don't bite.
That's right.
Meow, wonderful, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Isn't that special?
Meow, 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 friends, meow, meow, neighborhood, meow, meow, visit me, meow, meow, show you all the meow, 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 wonderful things.
I think she likes me.
Oh, I think so, too.
That's one way to learn, isn't it?
I tell you what, why don't you go and visit with Henrietta?
Sure.
And I'll go talk to Great Uncle Friday about finding you a place to live.
Okay, that'll be wonderful. Do my best here.
Take your hat, Donkey. Here,
thanks ever so much. I'll give this to you, Henrietta.
Uh-huh. Meow, 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 Lady Evelyn, meow.
Have a good time, Henrietta. Hello, Miss Polyphagus. I'm very well, thank you. I was just wondering whether I could make an appointment with Great Uncle Friday. Well, in about 13 and a half seconds? Okay, in his talking it over room. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Trolley. Afraid of the donkey. Oh, no, Trolley, he doesn't bite anymore. He used to, but now he just uses his mouth for talking and eating. He told me. Yes, that is good to know. Bye, Trolley.
Thanks for taking us, Trolley. It is frightening to think that something might bite, isn't it? I know you were frightened of the donkey. But did you see how the donkey would open his mouth and Henrietta would put her paw very, very close? He said that he had learned not to bite. It took him a long time to learn. But now he uses his mouth for talking and chewing his food. He's growing. That's what that donkey's doing, growing. But it is best to find out first before you play with an animal. Oh, somebody at the door. Off to the door.
Oh, good day again, Mr. Rogers. Good day. Here's your receipt for one donkey delivered back to Farmer Vinson, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much. Is Jenny happy back at her home?
Oh, she's happy and content. She's doing some small chores today, Mr. Rogers.
Good. Did she finish her apple?
Oh, she finished her apple, and we started another one. We have it out back there, and she'll eat it this evening for her dessert, Mr. Rogers.
Good, Mr. McFeely. Would you have 1 minute to play pin the tail on the donkey?
1 minute only, Mr. Rogers, because I'm on schedule with my errands, but I don't want to get off schedule, so just 1 minute, Mr. Rogers.
Right.
Shall I go over there?
Would you?
I haven't done this since I've been a small boy, Mr. Rogers, but I'll try anything again. Can you fix me up there, Mr. Rogers?
Be glad to, Mr. McFeely.
I don't know what to do. I'll just stand here.
Just put this over your eyes.
I don't miss you too often, do I, Mr. Rogers, because I'm never on schedule, but today I am. Now we all attach to you.
I like it when you can stay a little while.
Now, which way do I go, Mr. Rogers?
Just a second till I give you this.
Shall Shall I take a tail now, Mr. Rogers?
This is the tail.
Is this it?
That's right. Now I'll turn you around, Mr. Field.
All right. How many times, Mr. Rogers? One?
Two times.
Yeah. All righty.
There you go.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy, Mr. Rogers. Well, I'm on course now.
I go straight. Do you think you'll be able to get it?
Oh, I think so myself.
There we go.
Right there. I bet it's on the dog, isn't it, Mr. Rogers? There?
Well, look at that.
I knew it, Mr. Rogers. I used to practice as a small boy a lot, Mr. Rogers.
You must have, Mr. McKinley.
I played every day. You have to practice, you know. You have to practice.
I know that's true.
Oh, number three, you're right on the dot. Well, Mr. Rogers, I've got to run because now I'm off schedule. I'll do some more errands before the evening's over.
Yes, sir.
The evening creeps up on us, Mr. Rogers. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, it does, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye, Mr. McFeely, and thank you for everything. He's always in such a hurry. But did you see? He put it right in the place it was supposed to be. He's had a lot of practice. That's what counts. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our visit to be over today. But you know when we'll see you? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. And till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. Don't we have a good time together? Visiting here, visiting the neighborhood of make-believe, pinning tails on donkeys. I like being with you. I'll be thinking about you tonight as I go to sleep. Wonder how you are. You'll be sleeping too. And then tomorrow morning, we'll be up and together again. See you then. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.